How many of you have been subjected to hurtful comments on social media? Most of us are, right? Let me explain with an example. When I open my WhatsApp message to see like how many people have liked the episode link, which I usually share it in the various groups that I am part of, in one of the groups, I was shocked to read the comment, "This is all fake." I was numb for a minute. I could not understand how could somebody make a bold statement like this without even connecting with me and understanding what the matter or the situation is. It was in top bold statement saying that this is all fake. I regained my composure and then I replied calmly to that person saying that we do our best to get authentic information from our guests as we do our ground research. In case you have a contradiction to the statement told by the guest, then you can connect with him or her directly for validation of the statement, as it was purely technical and I was not the credible person to vouch for that statement. This person was actually referring to a research claim made by the guest. I don't know whether that statement was made by the person to gain attention or was it a genuine statement. And I am not the validating person because we only look at how to bring the product or service when we share videos and posts to promote our guests. Hey, you are listening to Dream 100 Business Show podcast with Savita Hosamani. We at Dream 100 Business Show are on a mission to help business owners to move to the next level in their personal and business journey by helping them to make smarter decisions. In this show, we decode what goes on in the minds of successful business owners during challenging times and how they converted their dreams into profitable products or services. So in this episode, we will be tackling a crucial issue, which is cyberbullying, that affects most of us in this digital age. It is an unfortunate reality, but with the right tools and also with the right mindset, we can navigate through it and emerge stronger. Today's episode is packed with valuable insights and tips on handling cyberbullying. So now let's dive into the tips. The first tip that I would like to state is recognize the signs of cyberbullying. Whether you are a business professional or an individual navigating in the online world, it is very much essential to be aware of the signs early on itself. It might be from hurtful comments to online harassment, but you have to recognize these behaviors so as to take proactive steps while you are addressing the issues. So once you recognize the sign that you are being bullied by a person, the next tip that I would like to state is stay calm and go through what is it and in which context it is being told. Then respond. Do not react. Respond in the most strategic manner that you can. Reacting impulsively can actually escalate the situation. In my case also, then the person came back stating that how can the person claim this without proper research? Then I told the person saying that why don't you connect with the person? We have already shared all the details of the person contact information in the episode itself. So you can connect with him directly and clarify whatever issues that you have regarding the research. You have to take control of the situation and safeguard your well-being. The third tip that I would like to state is, even before you document and you report to the concerned authorities, first, let's discuss the importance of keeping a record of all these offensive messages, comments, or any form of online harassment. But in case it doesn't stop, then you will have to report it as cyberbullying, and you need to have proofs. So see to it that you document by taking screenshots, and you will be able to report this incidents in the appropriate platform or to the concerned authorities so as to curb this cyberbullying. Once you have reported, our fourth tip is that you will have to seek support. It can be from your friends, family, or professional help so as to make a significant difference. This can provide a lot of emotional strength for you to navigate through these tough and challenging times. Our fifth tip is that you are the most important person, and your mental well-being as well as self-care should be on the top priority. Cyberbullying can take a toll on your mental health, and it's crucial to take intentional steps to nurture your well-being. And during such times, to regain your mental composure, meditation is one of the best strategies and my go-to strategy to help maintain a healthy balance even in the digital realm. So I hope when you are subjected to any of this nasty comments or any kind of cyberbullying, these tips will help you to navigate yourself through this critical situation. Remember that empowerment is the key in the face of cyberbullying. Let me do a quick sum up of the five tips that we just discussed. Recognizing the signs and responding calmly, documenting and reporting, seeking support, and prioritizing self-care will help you to navigate with resilience. I thank each one of you for joining in this episode of Dream 100 Business Show, and I wish you strength, courage, and success in all your endeavors. I hope you found this insights valuable. As always, remember that any kind of a challenge is always an opportunity for growth. So until next time, keep dreaming big. And before we sign off, a quick reminder to subscribe to Dream 100 Business Show for more such insightful topics and conversation. And if you have any specific topic which you would like us to cover in future episodes, feel free to reach out. Your feedback is invaluable. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time, keep dreaming big, and may your business journey be filled with success and meaningful connections. This is Savita Hosamane signing off. Take care and stay inspired.